Big Photo in the building. Welcome to another episode of Let Me Talk My Shit. And that's what I do. I talk my shit on the politics, rap music, drill music, hip-hop, what's going on in America. I do have a speech impediment, so some of my shit I talk will probably sound a little fucked up for you. But if you listening and picking up these jewels I'm about to drop, then y'all repeat what's going on. And this is not a racist channel. This is not a racist channel. I don't believe in that. But this is a thinking military channel. And so by me being a thinking man, and this is a military channel drill cast, for example, I got to put myself, if I was running the country, what moves would I make? Or I put myself in a position for those who that's running the country, I try to think, okay, what moves they making so I can defend myself in the way that I can still progress and live in the country that I live in. Big Photo in the building. Y'all can donate to the channel. Go subscribe to my YouTube, Photo Game 2662. And I'm going to get right into it. Donald Trump is a gangster. Reason why I'm going to call this shit like I'm going to call it, bro, you got to realize this. Let's get barrels out. It shouldn't be no application in America. It should be no job in America. A person couldn't get if he got a felony. Because if a motherfucker could run for president, excuse my language, but if a motherfucker could run for president with 99 felony charges pending, what difference do it make if I'm filling out a job application if I got a felony? Because what job more important than being president? If I got the skills to do the job, it shouldn't matter if I got a felony or not. Let's take that felony stuff right off the job application. Because we already know you definitely can run for president for felony charges. It's certain jobs you can't get with bold credit. Let's stop that right now. All you jobs that's not hiring people for bold credit, but I can run for president and owe $200 million? If that's not bold credit, what's bold credit is? Big Photo to the building. And I'm not knocking Donald Trump. Because I said, this is thinking man's channel. So my country is America. So I got to want my country in the best position to win. It's not that I'm being racist or nothing. I'm just thinking for my safety. So for my safety, I want the best person who I think will put my country in the winning position. Y'all want me to get deep. The barrel's out. Big Photo of the building. Big barrel's out. Come on, man. We have an immigration problem in America, and it's that simple. It's too many migrants, immigrations, whatever these people coming in, aliens jumping the border, coming into this country. And like I said, this is a military channel. This is a thinking channel. This is not being racist. Who we letting in this country? What type of murderers? What type of home invaders, robbers, killers, drug dealers are we letting in this country? What's the screening process? What you do, just walk across and you America now? You American now? What's going on? And where they living? That's why I'm turned up. Where is these immigrants coming to live and where is they coming to get their money at? So if it go down bad, who the first people to get attacked? Let me say this again. For everybody out here to understand, this is a drill cast. This is a military channel. This is a thinking channel. If we let in 320,000 immigrants, How many of them boys up to no good? Come on, let's talk about it. Out that 320,000, how many of them up to no good? But that's Joe Biden. That's why I'm tying it all in. Don't think I'm drifting. Don't think I'm drifting. I'm talking to my American people who look in the mirror and have the same reflection as me. Don't think we not go feel anything that happened to America. Don't think that's not a blow to us. Big prop in the building. We talking military strategists. So where's Joe Biden putting all the potential threats? Where is Joe Biden moving all the potential threats? Y'all better look at Chicago. All threats that possibly could be to America or any kind of military attacking with inside is in the black community. And y'all think that's done on purpose? Or y'all think that's coincident? Big photo of the builder. Now, if Trump president, the man with 99 felony charges, who boldly say he's shutting down all the immigrations, I'm just thinking what's more safe to my people. We got a problem, bro. This border jumping is real. This border jumping is really a strategy. I could put an army inside of America. So if anything go bad, I got an army in there if I'm a foreign leader. Y'all better wake up. Start thinking. It's 2024 and we still talking about space. No. Let me back up, because I got to get it. I got to go there. We still talking about black history, who built the pyramid. We still talking about what Malcolm said, what Martin Luther King said. We still talking about what this person said, but ain't nobody building nothing. It's just the best researchers. We got some of the best researchers in the world. I'm sick of you researching niggas. If not talking about reparation, give black people their money, then we don't want to hear that. If you ain't talking about building a spaceship, trying to take over industry, building business, becoming police, becoming ambulance driver, we don't want to hear, bro. I don't care who built the pyramid. Who cares what color is Jesus? It don't make a difference, bro. Who gives a fuck? My bill is due not tomorrow. So knowing the color of Jesus, that gonna help me pay my bills, bro? Come on, knock it off. You wonder why they going to space? Y'all still talking about I'm a Hebrew Israelite. I'm this and that. They call you nigger, bro. I'm a Moabite. They still call you a nigger. I'm Jamaican. They still call you nigger, bro. Fuck out of here. I'm 80. You still a nigga. They building spaceships, bro. And what we doing? We rocking Gucci. We rocking that Gucci. We got the Cardis on. We looking good. We buying ice. Y'all better wake up. Start getting y'all bug out kits. Ain't nobody got no bug out kits. Because it's go down, can't nobody do nothing. Don't depend on the Hebrew Israelites. Don't depend on the Nation of Islam. Don't depend on the Christians. You gonna have to depend on yourself. You gonna know how to survive yourself. So you gotta start, especially black women with sons. You better start training y'all sons. Start letting them sleep all day, play that game. Start putting them in some type of boxing school, karate school, Start making them do push-ups. Big photo of the building. This barrel out. This futuristic thinking. It's no more playing around, worrying about what the next man doing and who doing this and senseless killing and not witness. It's all mental illness. Them boys is really, come on, man, let's talk about it. Come on. If this not a mental illness, you kill my friend, I kill your friend, you kill my friend, I kill your friend. Where is the criminal behavior in that? Or is this something break mental? Is this not a mental thing? A madness? Crimes of passion? Come on, man. We gonna let cut some words say blah, 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 and by the state investing me, you man and wife, also nines a crime of passion. But what about the love of friendship? You kill my friend. I kill your friend. Or I kill the dude who killed my friend. Now it's a friend killing thing. This is not criminal behavior. This is a mental illness breakdown. This was happening in Chicago when them boys slid downtown in broad daytime on camera. And murdered FBG Duck. And listen, go, come on, man. Come on, let's turn up. I said the barrel's out. Let's turn up. Y'all say defund the police. Defund. No. Let's not give the police more money for more weapons to terrorize and kill. But let's equal their weapons to what niggas got on the streets. But let's keep the good cops. Because the good cops, they going to be CIA agents. They going to be detectives. They going to set up security firms. These were the good cops going. They getting promoted all the way off the streets. It's only really, and big photo, this is just like I say, this is military thinking. If you in that squad car rolling around and you in that squad car, what training and skills do they got if you in the black community? You can't recognize the real ones from the ones who ain't into it. Because I'm next door to the killer. I'm next door to the drug dealer. Unfortunately, they're my friends. But a cop from our community can recognize this. And this is my beef with the Hebrew Israelites, the Nation of Islam, and all these black power units. Y'all need to go be police. Let's police our communities. So that's one way we can stop the penitentiary from getting filled. Y'all don't think about that. Y'all don't think. Y'all too busy trying to get collection plate money. You're too busy trying to get collection plate money and who got the best knowledge instead of really going and put in some work. Quit trying to save a soul. You can't save nobody's soul. Gone and so when FBD Duck got shot like that, it'd have been black MLM drivers pulling up fast to the scene. Then you don't bleed out. Look how many in this community, the ones they turn their backs on, the ones they just call criminal and let the animals eat the animals. You can quote me on that. Let the animals eat the animal syndrome. What about them? What justice is for them? When the ambulance driver sit there and let them bleed out or drive slow. Or never get there to the scene. Why? That's your Hebrew Israelite fault. That's the nation of Israel fault. All these people getting shot and killed by white cops, that's y'all fault. Because y'all need to go be cops. It's no excuse. It's no excuse. Go be cops, ambulance drivers, all that. Politicians, y'all don't even go to City Hall. Y'all let these people come in the community and divide the school up and snatch all the good kids can go to this school and the rest of y'all can go to these raggedy schools. When we all pay taxes for that school and that good school, it ain't like the kids' parents who smart enough to go to that good school only paying tax for that. If your kid's not smart enough to go to that school, you still paying taxes for that school. You still the boss of that school. If my son or daughter not smart enough to get in school, you the teacher. Get him on that level. I'm going to do my part as a parent and make sure he going in there trying to learn. Big photo in the building.